Welcome to this special episode of SSP's Early Career Podcast. This is Meredith, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah. SSP's annual meeting is coming up at the end of May. So today, we're going to spend a few minutes going through some tips and tricks for a successful industry conference experience, especially if you're a first-time attendee, though we hope these tips will be helpful for anyone. Also, at the end of the episode, we're going to highlight some of the meeting programming that may be of particular interest to our early career and first-time attendee audience. So if you're going to SSP's annual meeting in particular, stay tuned for that at the end. And we're also going to feature those event links and timings in the accompanying Scholarly Kitchen post. Sarah, shall we get started with some tips by talking first about meeting preparation and planning?
Sounds great. Let's do it.
So Sarah, in terms of pre-planning when you're going to be attending an annual meeting, let's talk about the kinds of things to keep in mind before you attend the event, thinking about sort of how much research is necessary to do ahead of time, about the speakers, about the other attendees, and about what you can expect from the meeting. What are your thoughts about that?
So I think it's really important not to overwhelm yourself with pre-work. Ultimately, you're there to have a good time, learn as much as you can, meet some new people, and go back to your employer having gained something really important that doesn't necessarily have to be this massive list of, oh my gosh, I have 20 different things to talk about. If it's your first conference, it's really important to do as much as you can and as much as you need to feel prepared and comfortable, but you really don't need to do that much to still have a really valuable and meaningful experience. It is good to have a sense of the key topics and themes of the meetings because often there will be sessions running concurrently and you need to choose which ones you're going to go to and get the most out of. And the same can be said for activities that are running. So make sure you know what's going on to a degree, but things are also going to happen there that you're going to hear more about. Or you could go to a session and think, oh my gosh, that was fantastic. It piqued my interest in a way I didn't expect. Therefore, I'm going to do something different to what I expect. I think it's also really good to know of anyone that's particularly important to you or to your field who will be speaking or presenting. So that could be someone that you want to prioritize networking with, meeting, or actually hearing from. I myself, previously when I've gone to conferences, have had certain people that I've been really, really keen just to hear from. I know I'm not going to necessarily meet that person, but it's tremendously valuable just to listen to their talk and get a sense of who they are and what they're actually working on. If there is someone of real importance to you, but there's a pretty good chance that they will actually potentially be busy and booked up because a lot of companies actually use these events to book meetings. What you'll have at one of these big conferences is the who's who of scholarly publishing. And so a lot of vendors are going to go to these events and use all of the breaks to book meetings up. And you may be one of those vendors, in which case I would say that is where it's good to do a bit of pre-work. But make sure that if they are someone who will be busy, potentially try to contact them in advance. I think one thing that Meredith and I would like to express from the get-go is people are really, really welcome and opening to being approached. And so don't hesitate to email someone, to contact them on LinkedIn, to ask a colleague if they have their email address, and set that meeting up before the conference. And if there are lots of people from your team there, try and coordinate so that you cover as many topic areas and events as you can without too much overlap. Meredith, is there anything that you would add about pre-planning that you think is important?
No, I really think you covered everything. I think the most important thing you said there was not to overwhelm yourself, but also to leave yourself some space to adjust your expectations for the actual meeting. When you're there, things are going to come up, and just making sure that you're not so overprepared that it makes you stressed out if there's something you discover you want to do that you hadn't planned on.
And one thing actually that I would say is, as a general rule, scholarly publishing people are a very, very friendly bunch. It's hard to go to one of these things and not have a reasonably good time. So don't hesitate. Don't feel afraid to try and include yourself and to try and meet people. Although I know that's really easy to say from where we're standing with the experience that we have. And that's where I think it can be really good to just pre-plan a couple of meetings or even to have a buddy, someone that's of a similar level to you that you reach out to in advance of the meeting, just to make sure that you've got someone that you know there if you do start to feel a little bit overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah, and that's going to be a theme, I think, in what we're going to be talking about throughout this, is that it is a very welcoming community, and that's a huge advantage. Everybody wants to talk to you, no matter their level or their experience. So you're always going to know you can approach someone. And we're going to talk a little bit about ways to sort of feel more comfortable if it is harder for you to approach people. So I think it's just going to be a little bit different for everybody.
Absolutely. And Meredith, to that point, what's the best way to present oneself? If you're new to these types of events, should you have an intro? What do you wear? What would you recommend?
Yeah, I think it's not a bad idea to think in advance about how you might describe your role or your organization to others. But again, I think the answer here is sort of similar to the first question we discussed, which is just to be as prepared as you feel comfortable that you need to be. And that's going to be a little bit different for everybody. You know yourself best. If it makes you feel better and more at ease to have a little something kind of in your mind as far as an elevator pitch or an introduction, then that's great. If you're more comfortable on the fly, that's also fine too. Just remember to be yourself, to be natural. This is really about you and the experience that you're going to have. Nobody's there to judge you. You're not at a job interview. It's a fairly relaxed environment, and a lot of it's going to be really fun. So keep that in mind as you interact with people and as you think about how you're going to present yourself. You want to make a positive impression, but everyone is there for the same reason, to connect and share. So you don't have to put a lot of pressure on yourself. In terms of how to dress, generally, these meetings are going to be business casual, so you can dress comfortably but professionally. There's no specific dress code or requirement. What I usually tell myself is that I'm dressing as if it's my first couple of weeks at a new job. So I'm not dressing as I would for a job interview where maybe you're wearing a suit or you're wearing something more formal, but I am wearing something that is perhaps a little bit more formal than I'd wear months or years into a job where I really know kind of the culture and the vibe of the place, because you're dressing a little bit more than you think maybe the environment calls for. So that's kind of always my rule of thumb when I'm packing for these. And then the other thing I'll just say as sort of a practical tip is bring some layers, because what I found is in these meeting venues, the air conditioning can be on quite high and you want to be able to layer up as the day goes on.
One thing I would just add to your point is the days are also long. So it might start out very chilly, but by the end, you've been going for a long time. So make sure you are comfortable.
That's a great point for shoe choice as well. Maybe this is particularly relevant if you're wearing heels or things like this, but just in general, you're not necessarily standing the whole day or walking the whole day, but it is good to just be in things you think you can be in and feel comfortable and good in all day.
For sure.
And let's talk actually about being at the meeting now and you're trying to get into your first networking conversation. What are some best practices for someone who's new to networking and maybe has a little bit of anxiety about that first conversation?
I think that this is a really good question, Meredith. I personally found my first few conferences really quite daunting. It can be really, really hard to have the confidence to go up and speak to people that you have never met before, particularly if you are quite new to this kind of event, or if you are quite early on in your career and you just don't know that many people in the industry. And a lot of publishers do tend to be relatively insular until you start getting out and meeting new people. So don't worry, I think everybody feels as anxious as you do. And I think it's sometimes really good to remind yourself of that. You're not the only one who's been in this situation, and you don't need to feel silly or stupid or awkward. We've all been there and we all totally get it. The other thing is that these meetings are for meeting and for networking, and so you've got an advantage here because people are expecting to be approached. So a good way to break the ice for yourself is to choose some relatively easy points for your first few conversations. Something you could do is go to one of the new member events and chat to people there. The nice thing about new member events is that you may find peers who are at a similar stage of your career or who are also relatively new to this kind of event. And they'll also be looking for people who they can kind of buddy up with, which I think makes a huge difference. It could also be good to speak to someone who's been on a panel or is presenting a poster, because then there's something specific you can connect with them about and use to start the conversation. So, for example, I saw your talk on diversity in editorial boards. That's something I'm working on. I would love to get your take on this angle, or I like what you said about this. And if you are a speaker or if you are a chair, you absolutely expect to have people contacting you. That's part of the gig. And so never, ever feel uncomfortable. That's what people are there for. There's also an app for the SSP meeting, and I think other people will have that as well. So this can be a really low barrier way to get familiar with some names and faces and informally introduce yourself. There's also message boards, there's threads that you can follow and join throughout the meeting. There's a lot going on at these meetings. How do I avoid overwhelm? There's also so many people, there's so many sessions. What do I do? What are some practical tips and tricks to take with me?
Yeah, this is a great question and super important, because the truth is, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of sessions, there's a lot going on, there's a lot of stimulation in general at the meeting. So I think the first thing to just say is you'll never be able to do everything or meet everyone. And we just have to keep that in mind from the start when we are at these meetings. And the other thing I would say is it is okay to feel overwhelmed for any reason, whether it's overstimulation or just too much talking, or you're out of your comfort zone for too much of the time. So it's perfectly fine and valid to step aside, take a break, try to refocus yourself. We all need that no matter what our level of introversion, extroversion might be. I find it helpful for myself to have a space that I use to decompress, even if it's just for a few minutes here and there. If you're staying at the hotel where the conference is, your hotel room can be that space. Maybe there's an outside seating area. If it's nice weather, you can go out and set yourself aside on a bench or a seat for a while. It could even be a corner in the open space, whatever's kind of available, but somewhere where you might feel comfortable to just not have any stimulation or energy for a few minutes. That helps me a lot. It just lets me sort of breathe. I don't have to be on for a moment. I don't have to be thinking about who's around or what I'm doing. I don't have to think about my name tag. The meeting is just, it's energetic. It's really great energy, but it can get overstimulating, especially after a long day and depending on what you have planned for that day. So take that quiet time if you need it. Also, I would say in advance, think about setting some realistic goals for yourself for what you'll do and not do and what you'll attend. If you end up with more free time than you thought and there's more stuff you can do, that's great. But if you think in advance about it and try to bite off a manageable chunk, that's going to help you not overwhelm your schedule. Also, I think important to keep in mind that the sessions themselves, the concurrent sessions, are going to be great. They're going to be super useful, packed with information. But a huge benefit of these in-person conferences is the opportunity to meet and connect and network. So that should be a primary goal that you leave yourself time for and build the time in that sort of more relaxed time, more open time, more fun time. Some of those times might have specific networking objectives associated with them, but it's good to have other times where you really don't have any objective other just to enjoy yourself and be a little bit more relaxed. Most of these meetings have some fun social events or activities that are specifically about socializing and really have nothing to do with your job or business or meeting specific people. I know SSP has those at their annual meeting. I'm sure other organizations do as well. So just leave yourself time to attend those. Don't pack yourself so tight that you can't get to those and have a little bit of fun. And then the other bit of advice I have here is just to make sure that you leave yourself some time to go to some sessions that are purely about your own interests. Even if these are sessions that are not as directly relevant to your day job or the organization you work for, but you think they sound interesting in some way or educational in some way, they might even be in time slots where you could choose something that is more relevant to your job. But having a few of those picked out will make sure your sessions you're really looking forward to, and you don't have to furiously take notes in those sessions. You don't have to focus on every word. You can just enjoy the discussion a little bit more and listen to what everybody has to say without feeling like you have to take every word back to your team. So that might make you feel just a little bit less stretched and make you feel like you have time for yourself as a well-rounded individual. The other thing I'll just mention here is that I know that this year the SSP annual meeting is going to have some meditation sessions in the mornings before all of the activity gets started. Again, I don't think this idea, this concept is something very specific to SSP. So just make sure you look at the schedule of events and find those things. If that helps you, if that's a good way to start your morning so that you go in kind of relaxed and ready to take on the day, then make some time for those too. But I think that the take home here is there's lots of stuff to fit in, lots of tough stuff to make time for. So just do the mix of things that works best for you. You are going to miss some things. Everyone does. And that's okay. There's no expectation that you're going to be at everything, and you don't have to be at everything to have a really positive experience.
I think that's so important to be stressed, Meredith. And just remember, most of these meetings run over 2.5, 3 days max. And you've got to be able to last the distance, and you've got to be able to feel comfortable at the end of it and not exhausted. So don't stress, have a good time, and just remember you are there to have fun and to meet some people that hopefully will be with you at these conferences for the rest of your career.
Yes, absolutely. You'll see at these meetings people who skip complete concurrent sessions to give themselves an hour and a half so that they can either decompress or take a walk, or maybe they have to log into their email and catch up on a few things, or they have to talk to a family member. That's okay. If you look at a concurrent session and you see, oh, there's some interesting stuff here, but there's nothing that's absolutely critical for me. That's time you can take away too. Walk through the exhibit hall at that time. Make sure you have a snack, whatever it is that kind of works for you. But you're going to see all sorts of things people do to manage the meeting for themselves.
Yeah, that's another really, really good point, Meredith. Thank you. So is there anything that you would highlight first-time attendees that they should be focusing on?
Yeah, so I have some things here from specifically the SSP annual meeting, but I do want to stress, as we have been throughout, that this is representative because that SSP annual meeting is coming up in a few weeks. But I suspect that all of the industry meetings have similar types of events to be on the lookout for on their schedules if you're attending those meetings. So first of all, Sara mentioned this earlier, signing up for a meeting buddy. That is actually something that SSP at the annual meeting has available for you if you want to do it more formally. You can be matched by a member of the annual meeting committee with someone who will act as your meeting buddy. It's someone you can turn to with questions before and during the meeting. That person can help you with your networking and introduce you to other people. You might also have a mentor or someone you work with that could do this for you too. But if you don't, and it's your first time and you're not sure if you're going to know anybody there, or maybe you know a few people, but you're not as comfortable, use this feature, sign up for a meeting buddy. It can be really helpful. There are also going to be members of the annual meeting committee on site at the meeting, and they're going to have Ask Me Anything badges on. So they're there and they want you to ask them questions. That's kind of what they do. So they're happy to be of help for any question that you might have, whether it's where do I find this, what room is this in, or what is the time going to be like for networking later in the day, what's for lunch, what's on the menu. Anything that you have, they spend a ton of time planning the annual meeting, so they know everything that you might need to know. There are going to be a lot of receptions throughout. There's an opening reception. Again, this is for SSP, but every meeting is going to have an opening reception where you can browse the exhibitors marketplace and meet people. This is a great one to attend, I think, for first-time attendees because everyone's energy is super fresh. It's the start of the meeting. Everyone's really excited about getting started, getting into things. People are seeing each other for the first time. So it's a nice way to kind of start your meeting if you're a first-time attendee. There is also specifically a new member or first-time attendee breakfast that's happening. We'll put all the times for these on the Scholarly Kitchen post in case you want to have these gathered together for yourself. If you're a new member of SSP or if you're attending the meeting for the first time, this is a great one to attend. Again, you're going to see other people who are in your exact same boat who you can connect with and perhaps also then share some of the experiences of the meeting with as you go forward. I mentioned earlier that there are meditation sessions. That's just sort of a call out in case that's something that's helpful for you. And then there's also a Get Involved volunteer fair that occurs, I believe, on the Friday, which is the last day of the meeting. And that's a really fun way to find out more about SSP as a volunteer organization and figure out if there's a way for you to become more involved, if you're interested in that. It's also kind of a nice way to connect with others who might be in a similar mindset. Throughout the meeting, there's going to be poster sessions. The posters are kind of there all the time, and then there will be specific times when the creators of the posters, the presenters of the posters, will be there to talk about them, answer questions. This is another great way to sort of break the ice, is to walk up to a presenter and ask them a question about their poster. They're going to be very keen to talk about it and engage with you on it. So it can be another sort of easy entry point. So those are the things to kind of be a bit on the lookout for as you review the schedule. Again, it's unlikely that you're going to be able to get yourself to all of these events or do all of these things. That's absolutely fine. But if one of those jumps out at you as something that would be helpful for your first time experience, then you should definitely check that out and make a note to yourself to do that.
Thank you so much, Meredith. It sounds like there's loads going on at this year's SSP, and I really wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I can't, but you will be. So for anyone who is around and listening, Meredith is going to be there in person and is hoping to speak to people. So please don't hesitate to go up, say hi, and introduce yourself. And if you've got any feedback on the podcast, it's actually a great time to hand it over to Meredith. I hope that you found today's podcast useful and interesting, and I just want to leave you with some advice, actually, that one of our earliest podcast guests, Anne Michaels, gave a long time ago during COVID. We interviewed Anne about networking during COVID and what people should do about career opportunities. And one of the things that Anne said to me that really stuck out was, people in senior roles in scholarly publishing know that they got there with the help of others, and to never, ever, ever feel afraid to get in touch or to ask someone to meet, even if just for a 5 or 10 minute quick hello or a coffee. So one last thing I just want to leave you with is, please don't hesitate to get in touch with some people that you admire or some people that you'd love to speak to before the meeting. Have a wonderful time, and we hope to have you back to listen to the podcast again in the future. That's all from us. Bye.